This is a Christian Science extemporaneous prayer treatment. The website is mbeinstitute.org. There are various buttons at the bottom of every page which enable one to find out information about the Institute and the website. There is also a very extensive menu in the top left corner of every page, and the header, which is the top section of every page, includes a variety of links to some of the most popular pages on the website. The title to this extemporaneous prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute is Day, Alway God. The reason the word alway without an S is used is because there's only one way with God. And God is in the topic because day is continuous. It is not a 24-hour period in spirit because there is no time. In Genesis chapter 1, it states that God made man in his image and likeness, and everything was very good. Another supporting statement is from Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. It says, "The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun." So that indicates that there is no such thing as a creation, but it's only a revelation, something that is new to the observer, not new to existence, not new to God, and therefore it cannot be new to man. All these theories about how the planet Earth began is nothing but an unfounded theory, which really means that since it is contrary to what was just stated, that it's really a lie. Because the truth is, no one can prove any of the theories that are put forth about how the world began. The first words in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 1 is, "In the beginning." And Mary Baker Eddy translates that to mean, "In the only." Frederick L. Rawson was a genius of an electrical engineer and also a Christian scientist. And he said that in the UK, which is where he was located, that they used to teach in school that there is no time. But they stopped doing it, and likely because it was contrary to what the fake media was trying to indoctrinate people with, so that they got away from the actual truth. Now, when the Bible discloses in Genesis 1 about the 7 days, it states that God rested on the 7th day. Previous to that, it says, "And God saw everything that he had made." It is very important for us to keep track of everything that we do that is a good activity. And of course, the object is to have as much of the 1,440 minutes that are allocated to a time of one day be allocated in a way that the study of the system of divine metaphysics or Christian Science is as much as possible. Someone wrote a book stating a very important axiom, and that is that if it is not written down, it does not get done. If you do any studying of time management or goal, G-O-A-L, management, it emphasizes the necessity of having a written plan. With the tools we have available in today's technology, some things can be replaced with a verbal record, but the point is, it needs to be in a system that is a commitment on one's part, and also a record of the actual time that is utilized, how it is utilized, and compare it to the plan. It's been said that if one does not have a plan, then their plan is to fail. In other words, without a plan, then failure will be the result. Also, every plan should have a built-in feature where more is allocated to the productive things than what one might believe that they can accomplish. Richard Strain was going around in circles, working 18 hours a day, and so he went to a trusted Christian Science practitioner that he knew and stated the problem, and she says, "When do you study?" He said, "Never." She said, "If you don't study 5 hours a day, at least, you'll never go anywhere." After some very serious soul searching, he said this, "Okay, I'm going to do it." He made a commitment right then and there that he was going to do it. He probably didn't have the foggiest idea how he was going to accomplish it, but she said, "You have to do it if you want to progress." And he trusted her, so he made the commitment. He later reported that by the end of 1 week, he was able to get more done at work with fewer hours, and there was actually enough time when he got home to study 5 hours a day and still have adequate time for rest. There was a well-known motivational speaker who said, "Imagine that I offered you a 2-week paid vacation, including first class round trip accommodations, and the only requirement was that you be ready to leave in 3 days from right now. Would you do it?" Planning with the correct priorities and a value placed on those priorities could revolutionize the individual's life. Mary Baker Eddy has stated that often the difference between success and failure is how one uses the moments. Now, a moment is defined as the smallest amount of time, and it's not a number. If one contemplates that, it's not difficult to realize how easy it is to waste moments. many of them in any given period of time. There are many, hundreds of short phrases that could be memorized and recited at a time that we might otherwise waste. And yet, if we redirect that time to refreshing our thought with something of value, one is building up consciousness with truth, and therefore it will be compounded to our benefit. The very first quote at the beginning of the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, are words of Jesus. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The second quote is from Shakespeare. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. The third quote is from Mary Baker G. Eddy. G was for Glover, and she later dropped that, thinking her name was too long. And it states, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. That is thy high behest. Thou here and everywhere." So the first quote states that we want to be focusing on learning the truth. And as we understand it more and more clearly, we will gain more and more freedom from what otherwise would be a limitation to everything about our life. Everything good is limited unless we understand the truth. The second one from Shakespeare tells us what we need to do in order to embed that truth into consciousness and make sure that we don't put into consciousness anything that does not support our true nature. And that is explained in Genesis chapter 1, starting verse 26, where it states that God said, "Let us make man in our image and likeness, and let us have dominion over everything." The text that follows says, "So God made man in his image and after his likeness, and gave man dominion over everything." We have to open our consciousness to let the truth enter. We have to make sure we only let truth into our consciousness. That means that if we see something that is not in alignment with a perfect God, and therefore a perfect man, since man reflects God, then we cannot accept it as being true. We have to focus on the truth about God, about man, and about man being God's image and likeness. Mary Baker Eddy says we must guard our door of thought as we would a door in a house against thieves and murderers. evil is the thief and the murderer that tries to steal and kill beautiful, wholesome thoughts of perfection. And if we do that, then we will be blessed, because we will be in alignment with the laws of God. And therefore, we will receive the power that they make available to anyone that devotes their life to doing only good, thinking, have only good speech, and only good actions. Mary Baker Eddy states that the good we do and embody gives us the only power obtainable. Do we want our day to be filled with good activities? Or do we want to be complaining about whatever you can dream up? Dr. Fluno was one of Mary Baker Eddy's first Christian Science students that was appointed to be a lecturer. He wrote a very short article, it's about a page and a half, entitled Criticism. He states that criticism leads to all evil. Mary Baker Eddy has stated that she devotes time every single waking hour. So if she's awake 18 hours a day, she devotes 18 different times on an hourly basis time to dispel any thought that is not totally perfect and wholesome about everything and everyone. She wrote an article entitled Love Your Enemies. Also, the very first topic that she covers in chapter 12 in the textbook, which is on Christian Science Practice, is about Mary Magdalene. And that was about love and forgiveness. She was a woman of ill repute, and she saw her evil ways as not being the right way to live her life, and she totally transformed herself. And then she went to see Jesus, who was visiting a fellow by the name of Simon, who had invited Jesus to come and eat with him. She entered the house, washed the feet of Jesus, dried him with the hairs of her head, and put special fragrant oil on his feet. That was a custom to clean the guests' feet. The common roadways were dirt, so it was very easy for the lower part of one's leg and feet to be all dusty. Apparently, they wore open sandals. Having her story at the beginning of the chapter on how to practice Christian Science and the system of divine metaphysics, then we must connect the dots and realize that the expression of love and forgiveness are at the top of the list of the attitude we should have about everyone and everything. Just like Dr. Fluno says, forget about criticism. Just like Mary Baker Eddy conducted her prayers every hour of the day. Anyone that studies the life of Mary Baker Eddy will realize that there are few people in the entire world that accomplished what she accomplished. And probably, if they did accomplish that much, they had much fewer obstacles in their way. For she was a woman, and women could not vote. They could not hold title to property in their name. They did not have anyways near the rights that a man had. They were always existing with at least one hand tied behind their back. Mary Baker Eddy emphasizes equality with everyone when she translated the Lord's Prayer. The first verse says, "Our Father which art in heaven." She translates that to mean our Father, Mother God. Our Father, Mother God. Father is known for life, for strength, courage, perseverance. A mother is thought of as someone that nurtures, brings things to life, and cares for them until they're able to be on their own. What types of activities should we be involved in? When Mary Baker Eddy says the good we do and embody, what kind of activities would qualify? Edmund Burke is credited with a quote, I believe in the 1800s, that said, "Evil triumphs when good men do nothing." And I believe that refers to a statement that Benjamin Franklin made, one of the founding fathers of America, when asked if they had a republic or a democracy that was structured for America. And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." Americans have done a very poor job of keeping it because they have permitted corruption to be ingrained in the politicians that represent them. A republic is a representative form of government. We are supposed to elect people who are going to do what they say, and we should only elect people that say that they're going to do the right thing. But once they go to Washington, from wherever their state is located, they fall for the enticements and become part of a swamp of evil and the public does nothing about it. So, we didn't keep the republic. We let it fail. Now, there are very concentrated efforts to drain the swamp. And we post a lot of things that shows evidence that the swamp is being drained. And a department called DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, was established, and they are doing wonderful things on a continuous basis. And they've been doing that for the last 8 months, ever since the most recent inauguration, January 20, 2025. These prayer treatments teach you exactly how you can have effective prayer. There is a button on the website in the top section, which is called the header, that says Heal Everything. And we give you a step-by-step procedure on how you can be involved in doing exactly what Mary Baker Eddy said we need to do to establish power in our own life. And anything that we do that is good reflects out into the atmosphere that is universal, full of goodness. And if we do evil, that also is reflected out into the universal atmosphere of evil. All of the tools are available. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to be a good man that does nothing? Or are we going to be a good man that does good things? It is an individual decision. Everyone must work out their own salvation, and if they're making a concerted effort to do so, they will be adding and compounding the good that others are also doing. And then we won't slide off into what Mary Baker Eddy prophesied would be the deepest, darkest, and longest dark ages ever experienced by mankind that we would experience if we didn't do our work. In addition to the hourly prayer that Mary Baker Eddy did, she prayed specifically 3 times a day for the benefit of all humanity. Daniel also prayed 3 times a day. He doesn't specify of anything we've seen in writing on the nature of the prayer. But other ones also prayed consistently. The more often we align our thought with the truth, the more pure our consciousness will be, and the better everything will go in our individual life and in the life of everyone that tunes in to the goodness of universal thought. 1 Thessalonians verse 5 says, pray without ceasing. One way to think about that is to consider whatever you're doing. Am I doing something that will benefit everyone that is involved in what I'm doing? Am I sticking on the right path? Am I living the golden rule? We can do that with everything. The way we walk, the way we talk, the way we think. That is doing good. We earn the power that comes with doing good. By monitoring what we're doing continuously, all the time. There are many definitions in the glossary. In fact, if you group them together correctly and count them, there's 144. On our website, we have a presentation called Daily Study. There's many thoughts in there that one could refer to guide them in the beginning, throughout the day, and at the end of the day. Anything we do that is godlike is praying in alignment with God. The goal is to have every moment of our life be on the path of truth, and all thought, speech, and action to be in alignment with the laws of God, the nature of God. And therefore, we are reflecting God and are being His image and likeness. 1 Thessalonians verse 5, J.B. Phillips states that we should be alert all the time. So that aligns directly with the title to this prayer treatment, which is Day, Alway, God. One way. Don't get off of the path. This prayer treatment will close with a Diapason of Heaven prayer treatment by Mary Baker Eddy. She gave 7 of them to her final class in 1898 of the Metaphysical College. Since our focus has been on being active and doing good activities all the time, this will be on the topic of life. Diapason of Heaven by Mary Baker Eddy for life. Life is holy. We must hallow this word, for it is a sacred name for God. Declare often, there is only one life, and that is God. There is no personal life. My life is God, an infinite, incorporeal, all-encompassing, all-present, all-active, everlasting life. Declare that God, good, is the only life of man and the universe. Life is divine. Divine life is my God, and my God is life. Life is enthroned in my consciousness. This is the Word of God. Declare all the truths about life. Claim this revealed life as yours. All of life is right where you are right now. Amen. It is August 17, 2025 at 3:15 p.m. We show this in a digital format of 250817 at 15:15. And this is Sunday. The end.